Hello, Alex. Come in. Come in, Alex.
Hello, Ray. This is Alex the Bass.
I'd like a number 3 with a medium Sprite.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Would you like to substitute onion rings for the fries?
No. Why would I do that?
I have to ask, sir.
Wouldn't I substitute fries for onion rings?
What? No. Onion rings are not the default.
Yeah. No, but you said what? But you said substitute onion rings for fries.
Please pull around, sir.
God dang it. Everybody's honking at me. I'm too scared.
Oh, American Gigolo, classic. Hi. Everybody's honking at me.
Alex, it's your turn to come to us from a faraway place on vacation. How are you doing?
That's right. I'm doing great. I've been here for a little over a week. I'm enjoying America, your customs, your culture. It's all fascinating.
It's not possible to enjoy America.
Yeah, no.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm
don't sugarcoat it is what I'm saying.
I'm what's the term? Tolerating it.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, I hear you're just eating a lot, which is typical.
Eating a lot of roast beef sandwiches, a lot of pasta, a lot of pizza.
All right, yeah, of course. All the Italian favorites.
All the staples, yeah.
You're eating staples?
I'm eating staples, yeah.
Crunchy.
It's great. I'm enjoying that Super Mario role-playing game on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, okay, yeah, good. Yeah.
I gotta say, there's something very nostalgic about playing that, you know, in my parents' house on a gray, rainy November day, which is what I used to do.
Yeah.
When I was growing up.
I remember my time playing Mario RPG was a bit sunnier.
Yeah?
I know it came out July, August or something?
Yeah, I believe it was a summery release.
Yeah.
So definitely. I have fond memories of playing it with Smoo in my bedroom during like a very fierce summer lightning storm.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I bought Super Mario Wonder for the trip. And
yeah.
I got 2 or 3 worlds into it, and I was just kind of bored by it, so I picked up SMRPG.
Really? Yeah. Well, you're an RPG nerd, so.
It's fine, but it's like, it's almost got like a Disney vibe to it. Like, yep, I'm surprised and delighted. Good job.
Well, it does look pretty good, though, right? You can say that.
It looks great, yeah.
Of course. I'm mostly with you, though. It's not that I haven't been liking it. It's just that I just didn't end up sticking with it right yet.
I'll get back to it.
Yeah, eventually. Maybe. Someday. Who knows?
I'll be on the plane ride back.
I hope you didn't hear my Discord beep. That sucks. Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
My plane ride here was pretty uneventful. I watched 4 films to pass the time. Can you guess what they are?
4 films. Okay. Are they all from the same director?
I don't think so.
Okay. That'd be funny, though, like if they had Criterion Collection flights. It's like a box set. Yeah. Okay. Was one of them Porky's 2?
No.
Okay. Porky's 1?
No.
Oh. Van Wilder, The Rise of Taj?
No.
All right. Date Night?
No.
Okay, can I keep guessing?
No, I'm going to give you the list.
Damn.
You ready? Okay. John Wick.
Okay.
John Wick 2.
Oh, no. I can see.
Disney Pixar's Cars.
Oh, okay.
John Wick 4. Oh. I'm kidding. I watched all 4 John Wicks.
Yeah. Does Cars explain anything in the John Wick universe?
Yes, well, because, yeah, he's after his car. His car gets stolen in the first movie. I almost said the first game.
All right, great, yeah.
I like the first one the best. I feel like 2 through 4 should have just been called John Wick : Assassin Wars.
Okay, cool.
Because it felt very silly. It has to be based on a comic, right? It felt very silly in a comic book way.
Not
necessarily in a bad way, but all the lore, the Assassin lore, I found extremely silly.
I mean, it sounds silly, just the word Assassin Wars, like Attack of the Clones, you know?
Yeah. The first movie's great, though. I love the first movie.
Sure, yeah. That's why they made 3 more, because that first one was so good. I don't know. Was it based on a comic?
Or was it just... feels like it. There's like there's so much deep assassin lore that is very silly and feels like it would be better explained in a comic book.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe it's just one of those things where it's...
There's also like bounties put on the titular Jonathan throughout the films. And like when there's a bounty on his head, it seems like New York City and Paris or wherever he is populated by nothing but assassins who are on the secret assassin network who just know where he is. And like the entire city hunts it. Like there's not that many assassins. Who needs that many assassins?
Assassonet.
No.
That's what it's called.
Scud, the disposable assassin.
Yeah. I'm not getting a clear answer here. I guess what? It was a film first because
was it really?
Yeah.
It feels like a comic book. It's so the lore is so incredibly silly, but there's I can see it making sense on a page.
There's a comic based on it.
Huh.
If I have this right, yeah.
I buy that.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, cinema. 24.
Sorry, I was busy reading. Okay, anyway, back to you.
no, that's about it. That was my journey.
Okay, is that all the media you watched?
That is all the media I watched. Sat next to a very smelly child.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Just advice to anybody, if you're taking your child on an international flight, please bathe them beforehand.
Wow, yeah.
It's just, I forgot to pack a mask in my carry-on. I had one all the way up to the hotel room before the flight. I had to stay at the airport overnight because the flight left so early.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, it was like a 7 a.m. flight. And so I took a mask with me, and then at the hotel, for some reason, I put it in my checked bag. And then I got on the flight, and I'm sitting next to this stinky child.
Okay.
And I go to my – I'm like, I've prepared for this. I go for my carry-on and realize,
Let me just reach for my trusty
So for about half the flight, I was filtering the smell through tissues. I was just holding tissues up to my nose the whole flight.
Oh, my God.
It was really bad.
Sounds comfy.
No.
Plus, you had to watch John Wick like that? Is that right?
Well, Keanu was helping me get through it.
Okay. Oh,
other than that, pretty good.
You haven't been sitting at home binge watching anything?
I binge watched both seasons of Loki.
Okay, yeah.
Which only because I heard it was pretty good. But
yeah, I thought about doing that.
It's standard Marvel fare, which means any of the interpersonal drama scene, and like any time it's two people talking quietly. Like if it's a Tom Hiddleston and Owen Wilson just sitting at a table talking to each other, that's my favorite thing.
Oh, okay.
It's very good. Like when it's just actors acting and having a conversation, it's my favorite thing. And then as soon as CG happens, I go to sleep.
That seems to be how everybody seems to be feeling about Marvel now.
Yeah. I like the actors and I like the characterization and I like the settings and I like the scenes, and anytime action happens I start snoring.
It's not like it used to be. Iron Man 1, you know, just like
he sure did
more talking than computer stuff,
right?
Yeah,
that's been fine. Let's see, I watched a John Mulaney stand-up special.
Sure.
I've got a lot. There's a lot left to watch. My buddy Smoo was nice enough to give me his Disney Plus and Hulu logins.
Oh no! Oh boy! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I have my wife's Netflix login, so I am good to go.
Yeah, I just I don't have most of those. So if I want to watch Loki, I think I'll just steal it.
Yeah, yeah, you're fine.
Oh dear, I said that on record.
It's good. Tom Hiddleston's great. Like he's easy. He's hands down. He and Owen Wilson are the best part of that. And
that's right, Tommy H.
They're just good actors. He's fantastic. And I like it when he's casual. I like it when he's just wearing, like, a button-down and a tie.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it when villains wear ties. Plumbers don't wear ties, certainly. We know that.
Right. That is true.
He's, you know, he's not really a villain. He's sort of an ambiguous. I'm not going to get into it, because if you like it, you've seen it already.
What if I do like it but haven't seen it yet? Is that accurate?
You will enjoy it.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Oh, that is how most of that's how. Excuse me. That is how most morons consume media. They figure out they like it first or not, and then they go on the internet and tell you suck, even though you're the one who watched and reviewed it.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Let's get to the core of what's happening while I'm here, and that is I fucked up my back.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard this in the chat room.
So, like, I've had, I fuck up my back a couple times a year, and when I do, it lasts for, like, a week.
All right, so you were due.
Yeah. Except this time, it happened to strike the day before my international flight.
Okay.
And, you know, those seats – look, I got economy. I got premium economy, but it's not enough.
Oh, you know right. I mean? No, of course not. No, it is not. Absolutely not.
It's still – it was nice to have the leg room, but yeah. I didn't have the spine room, if you know what I'm saying.
Here's what's enough. Business class, that is all.
Yes. Yeah. So I fucked up my back the day before, sat in these horrible seats for, I don't know, 15 hours all told.
Oh, no.
And then I get to my parents' house. And so the reason my back is fucked up is because my bed at home is too soft.
Yeah.
And I get to my parents' house, and I'm staying in a very nice room. There's a very nice bed in here. It's even softer.
Jeez.
And after one night, it aggravated my back to the point where, like, okay, I just have to go to a chiropractor.
Holy shit. Okay.
So my mom recommended her chiropractor. I visited that guy. He took a look. He cracked my back a little bit, gave me some advice, told me to sleep with pillows under my knees. I'm doing that. It's getting better, but holy shit, it's just not the way to start my Thanksgiving vacation.
So, well, what do you think is the real culprit here? The bed, the first bed, the plane, or the second bed?
It's all of them. It's all three of those things. It was the first bed. This was compounded by the plane, which was further compounded by this super soft bed.
Yeah.
You know? And I think there was – I took a little bit of a morale hit because when I went to the chiropractor, afterwards they lay you down and they do something called STEM. I don't think it's science, technology, engineering, math.
No, I don't. Well, now you know chemistry, but
that's true.
That's different. That's just a bonus.
I think they just put like – it's like it felt like pulsing electrical charges on my back. They lay you face down. I mean, it's very relaxing. It's almost like a massage.
Sure,
and they just put these electrical like patches on your back, and you set them to a certain strength, and you do that for 15 minutes, and it feels great.
Oh, yeah.
But like when you do that, you lay face down on this table – and a nurse comes by and lifts up your shirt from the back and applies these pads.
Right.
And she lifts up. I was wearing a button down with an undershirt, as I do. I like to class it up even at the chiropractor. And she
How about
lifts
shorts?
Up.
You wearing shorts too?
No, God, no.
Right. Oh. You wear shorts a lot, is what I'm saying.
Not in November.
No, okay. I don't know how crazy you are anymore.
I'm a big denim guy.
All right. Brain good, brain healthy.
She lifts up the button-down shirt, and she's really yanking hard on the undershirt, trying to get it out of my pants. I think you can see where this is going. She's yanking it super hard. And I, you know, she even vocalizes this and says, "Wow, that undershirt's really in there. I can't get it out." And I have to sheepishly say, "Those are my boxers." she was basically administering a professional strength wedgie.
Yes.
Before I got to enjoy these electrodes. And I had to tell her, like, "Oh, those are my boxers. Here, please, just, it's under the button down that you already lifted up." "Oh, I'm so sorry." She was very sweet and very apologetic, but I was just like, "All right, cool."
Well, we should all aspire to a trained professional wedgie. You know what I mean?
There's nothing like it.
Eventually you were like,
"Look at these cocoa pebbles."
You know, what? I guess I didn't show up. I played a drop. Sorry.
Oh, I can't hear your drops.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Darn.
Can you hear mine? Sandwiches.
It seems a bit off.
Yeah, I patched them through my phone.
Sandwiches!
Oh, man, my mom is going to be pissed. There is water leaking into this window, through the window pane.
Oh, okay. It's not your fault?
I'll just blame you.
Well, hey, I'm not always to blame for water seeping into homes, okay?
Well, in my experience, you have.
That's bullshit.
Sorry.
I don't want to be slandered in such a way.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Not a whole lot super planned, really. You know what? Is that this past weekend we went to our friend's house for a sort of pre-Thanksgiving Friendsgiving.
Oh, very nice.
And some people came over because our friends had moved apartments across the hall. So it was also a housewarming.
Oh, cool.
But they went ahead and made a turkey and a bunch of stuff. And then they said that they're having a baby. So that'll be good.
Oh.
Yeah, we're looking at another half Asian boy coming soon.
Pretty good.
So without a doubt, without a doubt, my son will have a friend by default.
Nice. Like your son gets to be senpai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because he is already very kohai at daycare.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's basically the youngest baby there. Okay. And he's still not fully walking, like, on his own. He's playing with the walker toys and stuff, and so he's good with that, but he doesn't quite have all the confidence to walk independently yet, so.
Okay.
We're hoping for that to pass. I just realized I transitioned into another news point, but to stick with Thanksgiving, yeah, it was basically that. So I already ate a lot over the weekend.
Nice.
And then I guess we'll try for something halfway fancy on Thursday, but we don't make a big deal of it ever here, really. Usually okay. We're the ones hosting the Friendsgiving and people come over here, but not this time, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I bought a double crust apple pie for the occasion. That's about it.
What the hell? Wait, what is that? Back that up.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's a crust on top, like all like a crust covering the inside on top.
Okay. Fruit on the bottom.
Well, fruit inside.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Jazzing it up.
Yeah. I assume that's the basic idea. I don't really know. I'm not a baker. I am a candlestick maker, but not a baker.
I've known that about you.
Yeah. So yeah,
what a crappy candle.
That's the Thanksgiving plan. So yeah, I'm just enjoying most of my week off because I went to school yesterday, and it turned out I kind of didn't have to go. I mean, I thought this one class was going to have an in-class assignment, which was listed on the syllabus and everything. Turns out the guy just turned it into a lecture. Just spent the whole time lecturing with the presentation. I was like, okay, we're not gonna do anything for this. No, okay, goodbye. And then I just went home. I was like, okay, I didn't have to do anything today.
What? What class was this?
Strategic management.
Stratego.
Yes. Finally, I'm gonna learn how to play Final Fantasy Tactics. No, it's a mandatory course. It's supposed to be your final course before you graduate in this major. So, I have to take it. But ironically, it's like kind of easy. Huh. Or at least the teacher makes it easy. The teacher's good. I don't mind the teacher, but it's just kind of easy. So I didn't really have to go to school at all this week. In terms of my gaming, I was playing Like a Dragon Gaiden
for the past couple weekends.
So, yeah. Yeah, just slow going with that. Really not even past the second chapter in it, but let's see. well, actually this week we have once again a group of contractors coming around fixing things up. So my in-laws moved in permanently, and then they bought a car, and now we're just going to like make space for the car by like covering a portion of the yard in concrete. And so
okay.
Landscapers are coming over doing that, and then my wife, well, you know, I guess this was our joint plan, really, is that we were going to split off. That was quite an accent there. Split off. split off the baby's bedroom. So the baby kind of has like the second biggest bedroom in the house. And then we were just going to put a wall in basically in between the two halves of it so that my wife at least can have a office because with the parents moving in, they took over a room. Wife had to put her desk in our bedroom, but now maybe she'll have more dedicated space for that so she can do her job and breadwin. Yeah. So that'd be nice. We have dual teams of contractors here in the house today and probably tomorrow and the next day. Or no, wait. Then it'll be Thanksgiving. No, we can't have that. At least tomorrow, yeah.
Cool.
So I don't know. Have you heard any drilling or anything or saws going on?
I've heard nothing.
All right, good. Thank goodness for my noise canceling then. Yeah.
Good, yeah, it's good stuff.
So working hard. That's really all the action that's been going on. Oh, and then on top of that, I did a little bit of housework my own today. I put in a new line of Ethernet cable in the living room because I really want to improve the download speeds to like our TV, PC, and the PS5 and all that stuff. And I had tried a power line networking adapter, which is... it's kind of an infamous solution to networking. It's not like the best ever solution, but it's a way to like get over the hump, I guess, if you want to extend your network into a certain room where the cables aren't reaching or something, or the Wi-Fi isn't good or whatever. And so you plug these things into the power outlets and then the Ethernet, and then, you know, connect it to your router and everything, and you can get internet through the electricity.
What?
Yeah, but the trade-off is that it's almost always going to be like insanely slow compared to your actual internet speed. So you're getting like, you know, 3% speed or something like that, at least in my case. And so it wasn't sustainable. Well, it was worth a try, but I finally was just like, you know, screw it. Let's just go ahead. Let's get another 50 feet of Ethernet cable and just string it up along the walls and be real careful and make it all nice and tidy looking, and then just, you know, hook it into the back of the TV there so the consoles can enjoy some high speed internet. So that was me today, just nailing in the brackets to hold the wires up and everything.
All right. I'm happy for you.
I would have really liked to have in-wall Ethernet wiring, and I know that is definitely preferable to most people, but it wasn't very feasible when we first moved in. It would have just made everything more expensive and take longer. So the classic solution is to just attach it to the wall, and that's about it.
Okay. I've been dealing with that at home. At home being Japan.
Yeah. I also like the idea of like streaming, you know, remote playing the PS5 or the PC up to the bedroom sometimes. And so it really needs to be the best possible connection that way. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I, like right now, I'm running an Ethernet cable through the hallway into the office.
Right.
Because even though we own the unit, we own the property, like I'm still weird about, like, I don't want to put a hole in the wall if I can help it.
Yeah.
You know, because it would be easy, because the internet and the router are on the other side of the wall from my PC.
Right.
It would be super easy if I could just put one little hole in the wall and run a cable through, but I'm, you know, still hesitant to do that.
Yeah. And I've already done things before of just like attaching cables to the walls here to reach into rooms like this one, because where I'm recording from is the furthest possible room from the router, and so I had to string another like 100 foot cable into here with about 20 feet left, and so that I can get a reliable connection here, so that when I'm talking to you over the internet, it's also nice and stable there, and also to my work PC, which has a nice stable connection and all that. So
we are known for our stability.
Yeah. Because Wi-Fi, when it comes to like streaming stuff, especially even within the house, streaming a PS5 to a room is not that great. Yeah. So you really need it hardwired.
Oh, yeah.
Hardwired whenever you can. And, you know, I'm such a huge fighting game player that I really need the hardwire.
That's right. Need that rollback.
Go ahead. Try me in Mortal Kombat 1.
Who's your main?
Oh, you know, I really like
Gargos?
No, that's Killer Instinct, stupid.
Oh, hang on. Idol.
No, that's Mortal Kombat, stupid.
Oh,
no, wait, that's what we're talking about.
Hang on. Princess Peach.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm unbeatable with her down B.
Samus Aran.
I'm pretty good at Smash Brothers, though. I mean, I'm pretty. I'm pretty good at Pac-Man and Villager. You know that, right?
Okay.
I'm
sure.
I'm sure you've experienced it.
Dorps Bavoner.
That's right. Yes, another great No More Whoppers meme. Thank you.
We're back in the day. Speaking of Samus, I got to embarrass myself waiting at the airport
in front of Samus. Oh,
yeah, she was there. No, I was changing planes in Dallas, and I was just waiting at the gate, and I was just making chit chat with this guy, and I saw that he had
he had an arm cannon.
He had a Metroid shirt on.
Oh, okay.
What I thought was the Screw Attack symbol and Metroid or something written on it. I just said,
"Yeah,
hey, nice Metroid shirt. I like Metroid." And then he opens up his hoodie to reveal that, oh, it says Detroit.
Yeah.
I just embarrassed myself. Now, the happy ending here is we both laughed about it, and then he said, oh, it's cool. I also like Metroid.
Yeah. So it was fine. That's pretty good.
But yeah, for a second there, I was just wanted to crawl into a jet engine.
Yeah. Detroit.
Metroid. Also, this was weird. They didn't scan my passport once when I entered the country. I thought they were supposed to, like, scan you in.
Yeah.
At no point was my passport scanned by a person or machine.
Well, you look harmless.
I don't know. My passport is 9 years old. My passport photo is 9 years old. I have to get a new one next year. When I transferred in Dallas and I went through security, the TSA, I gave my passport and my boarding ticket to this woman, and she holds up the passport and looks at me and just kind of goes, I don't know if you look like this picture.
What?
And I just said, it's been a rough 9 years. And she's like, all right, enjoy your flight.
See, that's, you can just talk your way through it.
I hope so.
You're a charmer. Really, what can we say?
She looked at the photo. She looked at me. She looked at the date the passport was issued. She's like, okay, yeah, you are substantially grayer than you are in this photo. It's fine.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have you played any Metroid?
Not recently. I still haven't played Metroid Dread.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I've heard it's good, though. My buddy Paul liked it.
I have a lot of backlogged Christmas games because we're coming up on that again. And so,
oh, right.
There are games that I've gotten for Christmas at least 15 years ago that I still haven't earnestly played.
Oh, boy. 15 years ago?
Well, I was thinking of how, like, I got Donkey Kong.
Other M?
No, Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Oh, right.
Well, to be fair, I did play more of that recently. Yeah. So,
okay.
Not the worst, but. I still didn't beat it or anything.
I know you can.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good at platforming.
Hey, friends support each other.
All right. You want to start?
Yeah. You can do good at the monkey game. I believe in you, Lion. Ray?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. He's really more of an ape, though. It's Diddy Kong who's the monkey.
Oh. All right. Now your turn. You gotta support me.
Oh, I gotta go. Hey.
Oh, now I don't know how to play Super Mario RPG. Oh, this sucks.
Jump on that Goomba.
I can't. Oh, wait, there we go. It's good, though. I really, I like the new soundtrack. I like the visual. We've talked about this before, but OG Mario RPG has a very weird design to me that I think is what's the word? It's kind of ugly.
Right, yeah, well. It was a style at the time.
It was ugly. A style at the time, but this one looks fantastic. It plays fantastic. I'm even begrudgingly learning all the timed hits, even though I hate timed hits.
All right, so yeah, you see, and when it comes to Mario RPG, you can get through it, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's one of those games that I got deep into when I was a kid when it came out. So, like, yeah, I'll play a remake, sure.
It's grandfathered in.
Yeah, it is. Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of video games are like that for me.
Yeah, most of them.
I'm what?
Most of them?
Yes.
Let's say all of them?
I'm making a real effort to try to be more positive when it comes to playing games and enjoying new things, which I'll get into. There's a reason for this, and I'll get into it on the next proper episode. But
all right,
it's kind of a weird thing. But I'll get into it on the next. What is it? 241.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Look forward to it.
All right. I know originally.
What's your dinner, by the way?
Today, I don't know.
Okay. Originally?
Maybe some leftovers.
Cool.
I was talking about Mario RPG. I know that Akira Ueda was one of the background guys on the original. He went on to, as part of the guys who founded Lovedelic and made Moon and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he does good background work. That Akira Ueda.
Was Moon all pre-rendered backgrounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pre-rendered backgrounds, I think, are one of those relics of that era that I'm totally okay not revisiting.
Are you talking about 3D specifically, like 3D CG as in pre-rendered, or like, are you going to lump in Boku no Natsuyasumi? Which is just
kinda?
Paintings?
Yeah, well, no, I don't. I mean, yeah, so really.
Keep in mind, I'm pointing a gun at you right now.
I can see that, but you forgot to take the safety off. Right?
It's the thought that counts.
I mean this from a visual perspective in terms of CG, and from a gameplay perspective in terms of even if it's like paintings. I don't think it's an intuitive way to play a game or to navigate an area, and I think they just don't look great either.
I think there's good ways to do it. You used to like Onimusha.
Yeah,
Onimusha was okay with it.
Actually, you know what it was? The thing that kind of made me really enjoy Onimusha was when they finally added a 2D control scheme.
Oh, okay.
And you didn't have to play it with tank controls. Same with Resident Evil. Like, the reason I enjoyed streaming Resident Evil and Resident Evil Zero remakes, or sorry, the remake of 1 plus Resident Evil Zero, was because those Steam ports do have a 2D control option.
Yeah, yeah.
Which make them a lot easier to play if you don't have to use tank controls. But at the end of the day, it's still annoying in some places because it's that classic shit where when you change the camera angle, if you're not holding the exact same, you know, direction you were when you turned that corner, it's going to change, and you might get yourself caught in a loop of rounding a corner a bunch of times, and then a monkey eats your face off.
Yep, that's the catch 22.
Yes.
I know what you mean.
Like, from an artistic perspective, a lot of the pre-rendered stuff is gorgeous. I think they're good visuals. I'm not complaining about the visual quality.
Good.
It's I'm just when they're adapted to gameplay, I think, is when it falters.
Sure. I mean, it's not perfect, but I don't think it's the worst thing.
No, it's not the worst thing, but it's like it's a relic of that era that I'm happy to leave behind.
All right. I'm not actually arguing with you.
Oh, no. What's that?
Everything's fine. I'm not actually arguing with you.
Okay. I don't think I'm even – this isn't even a spicy take. It's just, hey, glad we're over.
No, it's definitely not. No, yeah, everybody hates tank controls and stuff like that, but...
yeah, right? My takes are super normal.
Yeah, you're a big normie.
I am.
You have nothing special about you.
No.
You're just mid.
Yes.
You're a big mid man.
Yeah, BMM.
You have nothing to offer society.
Okay, now this is going a little...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was hoping you'd keep going.
Well, it is Thanksgiving. It's a time to be a bit more, giving.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks.
What do you got planned? You got like a corn sauce? That's not
corn sauce. Down south, yeah, they love the corn sauce down south.
That's not a thing people have on Thanksgiving, is it?
There's an idea, though. You could get like a creamed corn or a cream corn soup or some corn chowder, for example, pour that on something.
That's not sauce, though. Like, dude, you don't put corn sauce on your turkey.
I don't know. It might be good on a salad.
Well, maybe.
A couple spoonfuls on a salad.
Oh, man. I had a grilled salmon sandwich last night that was incredible.
Wow, I ate Salmon. I was going to say it was what? Like, it had miso sauce on it, and so it had a good miso taste to it. And
okay.
Nice charred look as well, and yeah.
Swiss chard?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, salmon. Yeah, we both ate salmon. How about that?
It's the money fish. As far as I'm concerned, it's the best for eating. I can't speak to pets. I don't know what's a good fish for having as a pet, but for eating, oh man, salmon's the greatest.
Yeah, it's pretty. Nah, I mean, I am from a salmon region.
Yeah.
Heavy salmon region.
Yeah, your mom was a salmon.
I've switched to tuna.
Oh, tuna's great. I mean, tuna's a classic. I'll always love tuna, but
tuna's number one.
I mean, salmon, you got the sashimi, and you can enjoy it grilled. You can enjoy it seared. You can enjoy it steamed.
But yeah, you can enjoy it many different ways, but I'm gonna prefer tuna.
You could put like an almonds glaze on it.
All
like,
right, Forrest Gump, let's calm down. Right. Salmon gumbo.
You could cram it into like a chocolate bunny.
Wow, you got quite a holiday plan, don't you?
Yeah, that's how we do. That's how we do Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right. There's plenty of things we could talk about in terms of, meaty things for the proper show.
But, of course.
I will ask you, since you asked me, what's going on at your house? How's the family?
Good. Everyone's good. Everything's good. Everyone's, it's the preamble to the holidays. So
of course.
Stress is up, but not unmanageable.
Really? And stress in what way? Oh, you better get that.
No. It's my sister calling, but I'm not going to answer it because I'm already on the phone. All right. There we go. Somebody got it. Okay. No, my dad and I went out to the store earlier today to get some last-minute stuff before all the baking starts.
Yeah. Can I just say your phone should pronounce your name better?
No, it's a robot.
Well, it's in your house. It should learn your name by now.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, we couldn't find, my mom wants frozen artichoke hearts. We went to two different supermarkets and neither of them had them. So we just kind of shrugged and went home.
That's funny.
I don't know what for. I don't know what they're for, but the recipe, like.
I guess you'll find out once you find them.
The recipe specifically says frozen artichoke hearts, do not use canned. And one of the supermarkets, the guy was like, "Well, we don't have any frozen artichoke hearts, but we do have cans." And my dad was just like, "No, the recipe says no." So I don't know. There's something about frozen, I guess, that's necessary. Yeah.
I suppose so. Yeah,
that seems silly.
I want to say I have seen frozen artichoke hearts before at the store. I don't know. Maybe.
Right. It seems like it would be a normal thing.
At the store here, especially, they have avocado fries.
Ooh.
So it's like breaded avocado slices, spears or whatever. And then
those sound lovely.
Yeah. Interesting.
But like one of the supermarkets we went to was the Giant Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a Pennsylvania staple.
Yeah.
And it's a huge supermarket. And if they don't have it, then like who else is going to have it?
You know? Yeah. Or Costco. I would have said Costco.
No, we went to Costco a couple days ago. They didn't have them.
Yeah. Well, were you looking for the artichoke then?
I don't know. I assumed my mom was, but
maybe not.
But yeah, that's, boy, that Costco pizza, man, it destroyed me.
In a good way or a bad way?
A very bad way.
Oh, dear.
Like, my body entered, safe mode for... For the next 6 hours.
How much of it did you have, Alex?
I had two slices.
Oh, man. Okay, that's too bad.
Because I forgot they were huge. I got a cheese slice and a pepperoni slice, thinking like, yeah, that's a good lunch. And I forgot that like one slice is a quarter of a pizza.
Well, you know, Costco is a famous New York chain, and that's too bad. Of course they'd have big slices there.
Ugh.
That's a joke, folks, in case no one knows that.
It did feel very weird actually using my American debit card for its intended purpose.
Yes, debits of an American variety.
Yeah. Yeah, tapping it on a machine and then entering my PIN to buy pizza.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in years.
What's your pizza PIN?
It's P122.
Wait a minute. What? I gotta say, that doesn't sound too great.
No? Pizzed?
sounds like the Giant Eagle brand Mr. Pibb.
And then, so I got these two giant slices of pizza, and then I go to get my fountain drink, and I go with Diet Pepsi. But they're out of lids and they're out of straws. So I just have this open thing of Diet Pepsi. Like, okay, I guess I'll drink it like it's a drink.
What is this? The Dark Ages?
Yeah, it felt very weird. Felt alien to me.
Get it together, Costco. Well, my mother-in-law got a Costco card and then made my wife the secondary card, and so now can just go to Costco and not have to deal with not having a card, I guess.
Cool.
Because I'm not a fan of Costco and their whole Costco cops. Like, everybody is just extremely on edge about every little rule that they have, and it's just too much. Yeah. I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, the initiation rituals and everything?
Yeah, you're not far off, but, I mean, they get very uppity about gift cards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The thing that I didn't understand was, and I don't know if this is a Costco thing or a Costco Japan thing, but we went to Costco in Japan.
Yeah.
I think maybe the first or second time that we went there, and I bought like tens of thousands of yen worth of stuff for the bar.
Correct.
And I go to pay, and they're like, "Show us your Costco ID." I'm like, "Here it is." And then they're like, "Okay, that's going to be 32,874 yen." Okay. Here's my Japanese debit card.
Very specific.
And credit card. And they're like, "Oh, no, cash only." Cash only? Are you for real?
Oh.
That can't be.
Well, I think it changed here, didn't it, for a while? But yeah, for the longest time, Costco would not accept credit cards.
That's just insane. Debit. But I had a debit card. They wouldn't accept it.
Oh.
I think Japan was just kind of backwards there.
I suppose
hoping
so.
That's changed.
Maybe. I don't know exactly the nature of debit cards in Japan, but
yeah
it was the same with the Arco gas stations. Like, they would not accept credit cards until like last year or something.
Wow.
Which is funny. I can't imagine what made them relent, but it's like I can sort of get it in the sense that you get processing fees, and that's not good. Yeah. If you're running a business. But also, you're Costco. You're Arco. Yeah. You know? Like, I think you can afford it from all that blood money you're responsible for. So,
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Costco's ridiculous.
Yeah. Although I heard that Costco delivers now. So I'm not. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not totally against renewing my membership if we can get stuff delivered. Assuming the delivery fee is not that much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I would like to. I mean, there is still stuff I need to buy in bulk for the bar.
Right, yeah. They are pretty good for paper products, because those are like the things I think everybody is good at stocking up on. You know, you're doing good if you stock up on all your paper products, because it's not like you're going to change your mind on what kind of toilet paper you want after a month, you know? Like, it's not like drinks, you know. It's like, "Oh, today I'll try the Coke Spicy." No, you don't need to.
What is Coke Spicy?
I'm just making stuff up.
Pumpkin Spice Coke. I saw Pumpkin Spice Cheerios at the Giant Eagle today.
Yeah, of course.
And look, I like regular Cheerios. I like a traditional Cheerio, but let's not go overboard.
I don't know. Cheerios? I mean, those could use some spicing up.
No, I slice a banana into the Cheerios. That's as spicy as we get. Oh,
you daredevil.
Matt Murdock, famous banana lover.
Living on the edge with bananas in your cereal. My God. Part of this complete breakfast.
Yeah, I one morning we just straight up made like egg McMuffin sandwiches.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Which was incredible.
No kidding.
But I had two of them and then I was dead until lunch.
Yep, that'll do it.
If I have things to do, I have to have the Cheerios or oatmeal. We're also making oatmeal here.
Okay. there's a place here called Egghead Sando Cafe.
Great.
I don't know if it's that Japanese. No, I don't know. I mean, you would think so based on their use of the word Sando, but they have very elaborate sorts of egg sandwiches, including ones with just like a giant piece of fried chicken in the middle of it. And,
yeah, God, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but good.
One of the things I love about like Japanese tamagoyaki is they do it is sweet. They add a little bit of I don't know what they add to make it sweet, but it's sweet. They put a little bit of sweetness in there with the when they whip up the egg, and it's just so good. And I feel like it adds like it would really balance out well with some fried chicken or something.
Oh yeah,
you know,
Japan does good egg work.
I already miss Japanese food. Yeah. I mean, American food's its own thing, and most of it's fine. There's so much of it.
You're enjoying it, though.
There is, like, I've already had two different giant roast beef sandwiches, and I'm going to get a third before I leave. But honestly, that's the thing that I need. Like, most other foods I can get in Japan, but, like, a proper roast beef, like, sub, you cannot get in Japan.
Right, right.
You get, like, one or two very tiny, thin strips of roast beef on your bread, and it's like, that's not a sandwich.
You get any Mexican food? A burrito?
Nah, there's not a whole lot of that in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Really? Not even a Chipotle?
Nah. There's a place, I think it's a chain, but there's one here, there's a place called Mad Mex.
Okay. Sure.
Which, we went there last time I was here, and I remember it not being anything special.
That does sound like a regional Mexican food chain, much like how where I'm from, we have Taco Time.
Taco Time!
Yeah.
Tiempo de Tacos!
Mad Mex, yeah. That has a regional tinge to it.
Yeah.
Because it's just tone deaf enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Taco Time sounds just enough like, yeah, this was started in the late 60s or something. Before people knew better.
Yeah. Hey, wait, is their mascot Taco Tim?
No, I don't think there's a mascot.
They fucked up.
Yeah, no. They did have a kids' meal.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember anything else. Sorry. Well, I do remember one time in 1994, I think we went and then I got food poisoning, perhaps.
Oh, cool.
The same day I bought X-Men 2 on Genesis. I've told this story before, I'm sure, but the next day I'm like sick at home playing X-Men 2, and now it's just associated with feeling sick.
Yeah, I have a couple of those. The big one in my life is the first time I not only got drunk but hungover, and I suspect I had alcohol poisoning when I was like, I must have been like 18. My brother had a barbecue at the house. Invited some of his friends. It was very low key. Everyone was very chill. We're just barbecuing and having beers, and I had like 8 Sam Adams.
Okay.
The last thing I remember before passing out was teaching my brother how to write his name in katakana with sidewalk chalk. And then I just woke up the next day in bed, and he was sitting next to me, I guess to make sure I didn't swallow my own tongue.
Okay, sure.
But I basically had alcohol poisoning all day. I was in the bathroom every 10 minutes, and it was coming out of both ends.
Okay, yeah. Lovely.
But the reason I bring this up is because there was a MASH marathon on TV.
Oh, well.
And so now, anytime I see any characters from MASH or hear the theme song, I get a little bit nauseous.
Well, for me, that's just default, seeing MASH. It was in reruns forever. And it's like the show that's on before The Simpsons reruns. And it's just like, I don't want to see this. I want to see The Simpsons, please.
Yes. Classic Simpsons.
I'm too early for The Simpsons. They're showing me the last minute of that special MASH episode that had the clock in the corner. I'm like, I don't care.
I have positive associations like Mario 64 and Reese's Pieces.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Because when we bought our N64 and Mario 64 at Toys R Us, I also impulse bought a pound of Reese's Pieces. And I went home and just remember playing Mario 64 for hours and just eating this entire bag of Reese's Pieces. It's great. That's a good association. I love it.
Not to cast an aspersion or anything, but I mean, yeah, I assume your parents were paying for the Nintendo.
Yes, I think the deal we had was...
Well, what I wanted to say was, I can't believe they let you add on the Reese's Pieces on top of that. It's like, a Nintendo 64 is expensive enough, and now you want to get Reese's?
Yeah. I don't know. I must have been very persuasive.
I guess so. Once again, you're a smooth talker.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the N64 was a compromise between me and my mom, because she really wanted me to go to our church youth group.
Okay.
And I think as a desperate bid, because I didn't think it was going to happen, I said, okay, I'll go if you buy me an N64. She goes, okay.
Wow, I guess.
And I stuck with it. Like, I stuck with it all through middle school.
Okay, you know? That church group was worth $250, I guess.
$300
with the game, of course.
It was weird. It was something to do on Wednesday nights.
Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday nights, and it was like, God, wow, I haven't thought about this in years.
Why do you need something to do on Wednesday?
I don't know. I guess I didn't have enough to do.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what. Yeah. The kid with the N64 is going to be the hit of the church group, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I must have done it into high school as well, because I remember talking about Ocarina and Star Fox with one of the kids in youth group. And I think Ocarina came out freshman year of high school.
98? 98? Yeah. End of
98? No, wait. Oh, wow. I was a sophomore, I guess. Yeah. Anyway. No, wait. Yeah, 97. No, 96 years. It's not important. The point is, I made friendships there that would last me upwards of 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sterling. Just a great relationship, yeah.
Yeah, hey man.
Love it.
I wonder what they're all doing now.
Voting for the wrong people.
Oh no.
No doubt.
Some of them had you know, a pretty reasonable head on their shoulder.
Really? Middle schoolers?
Well, no. I mean, well, hang on. First of all, I don't think we should be allowing middle schoolers to vote.
No, that wasn't. Yes. Well, I agree.
You know, I think that was a poor piece of legislation.
So it's Dan Clinton's.
I actually did run into one of the girls from that youth group at a marching band event years later.
All right. Yeah.
And there's. I'm sorry. There's no payoff to this story. She was just very normal.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough of a payoff, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. What? I'm also just waiting for an Amazon package to come today.
Oh, what's coming?
Well, for Christmas, my son is getting a bath mat.
Ooh.
Because we transferred him off of this little tub seat that he was in for most of his life so far, but it was getting way too small and it was just for my convenience really. So, it wasn't really benefiting him. So we just took it out and now he just sits in the tub like a normal person. But, you know, it's slippery in the tub. So I wanted to get a mat so he doesn't, slip around so much.
There's nothing funnier to me than imagining a very small child, just doing mundane adult things like sitting in the tub normally.
Yeah.
It's such a good mental image. Like he just kind of sits there and
just like the salary man after work.
Yeah, doing this again. All right. Oh man. Yeah. I get it.
Arms up on the sides.
We had a double egg? Are we out of battery, honey? You know.
Yeah.
I love it.
I also, well, part two of that was my sister was over visiting and got him a bath toy present as well. A set of those floating plastic boats. So he has something to play with in the tub now, so that's good. Nice. And he really took to those. So yeah, everything's going well with the bath toys. We just need the bath mat to be installed, and yeah, we're all good.
Good. And speaking of water, I'm still mopping up water that has leaked in through the bedroom window here. My mom's not
going
to like this.
What is going on?
It's raining outside, and and there's like a leak in this window.
Gosh.
Oh, Ranger's not going to like this, Yogi.
You're going to have to go and get the caulk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I think that is what it's going to take to fix this.
It's probably, yes.
Yeah, it's not great.
I've been doing some dealings in caulk recently, so yeah.
Okay.
I'm also being very careful to pronounce it correctly.
You gotta. You absolutely have to.
Because someone's going to take that into an inappropriate turn of phrase.
Why can't we just rename it to something easy to pronounce, like boner?
Yes. Or throbbing dick.
Okay. That'll do.
Got to get my throbbing dick applicator so this stuff is nice and tidy.
Oh, God, just adding the word applicator makes me...
Exactly, see?
Like sticking a thing up there. No. That's
part of the fun of the bit. This
is, folks, welcome to Sounding Chat. It's our new podcast format.
Welcome to Bad Associations. We started with X-Men 2 and...
There's plenty more, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, it's been an hour. Can I go have dinner?
All right, is that what you want, sweetie?
I don't think this is meant to be like a feature-length episode, is it?
No, we're just
okay.
As long as everybody's healthy, let me ask you: got all the brothers and sisters there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Missing some folks.
Okay.
<Yeah. clears
throat> That's fine. I was just checking in. It just seems like my idea of the frailties is that, you know, everybody comes for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah, it depends.
All right.
I just wanted to make some small talk with you. This was fun. I'm saving all of the, like, serious discussion for 241.
Of course.
Especially because I'm editing that, and I know for sure I will go on too long, or I will trip over my own words and have
sounds like Alex has some video game thoughts.
Maybe.
All right. Well then, strap in, folks. We'll get ready for that soon enough.
Turn on Dropout, folks.
Well, no, I'm almost done with school.
That does it for another episode of A Game Site About Nothing.
No, Alex, this is
what?
This is no more Whoppers. Proper.
Wait, is it? Is this like an S episode? What do we do with these?
Yes, it is an S episode.
Okay, cool. Was this
S class?
4? 5?
No, I think we're in the double digits at this point.
Are we?
Possibly, yeah.
That cannot be.
I actually just tagged them, I think, on Libsyn or something.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever I was doing.
Yeah, folks, feel free to enjoy No More Whoppers on YouTube.com.
Oh, that's right, yes. Really quickly, yeah. We did the thing where YouTube will just suck up your entire podcast and put it on YouTube without any frills, and no bells and whistles or anything, but it does it. And as Alex, you said that you were thinking that that should be a thing we should do. And so I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And so we did it. And
yeah.
We'll see what kind of traffic or weird comments that gets us over the years.
Yes.
But for now, yeah, you can subscribe to our No More Whoppers channel and just get the podcast as it comes in, as it gets updated automatically. It'll show up on YouTube. Yeah. So there you go. If you're that kind of person, cool. A lot of people out there who just do their podcast listening on YouTube. So, yeah.
People do it. Play it over your workplace's audio loudspeaker.
Yeah. Just have it on autoplay.
Yeah, do you own a gym or auto body detail shop? Play our podcast over the loudspeakers.
Oh, boy.
To drum up business?
Yeah, of course. How about a car wash?
How about a car wash?
Yeah.
Crank that podcast. Wash your Ford. Stands for fix it again, Tony. I got to go.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. That goes to everyone else out there. If you're Canadian, just imagine we said it a month ago. And if neither American nor Canadian, I don't know. Just have a chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah, or an egg sandwich with the chicken in it, like I said.
Yes.
From the Sando Cafe. Yeah. Wait, Alex, to clarify, I'm stupid. Are you here through Christmas?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. So you might well, be doing the extreme kind.
That would be like 7 weeks.
Well, you forget. Last time that we had a phone episode, it was me calling in, and I was on like a 3-month vacation.
Yeah, but like, I run a bar. I have to get back to.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it's possible. Some people do it. Okay, that's all.
All right. Well, yeah, they're called Scandinavians.
And I have my thoughts about the Fraoles. Like I said, I view you as like the McAllisters. You're just going on these elaborate trips sometimes, and you'll be gone for months at a time.
Actually, I should mention I'm the only one here. Everyone is in Paris.
Oh, okay.
They left me here. I've laid out some elaborate traps to thwart potential burglars.
All right. Well, go pull the pinball machine out of the attic and go have a few rounds at that and enjoy yourself.
I'm gonna have some cheese pizza.
All right. Well, that's been
Buzz,
Alex.
Your girlfriend. Woof. Okay. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
See you later.